This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort, meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
What is this? What is it?
It's the fucking music, man. It's the sound. Why are you so uptight, dude? Like,
I know.
Come on, dude. Groove with me, man. This is what's
I know it's
from
the music.
Show,
I know
dude.
It's the music. I
we
don't understand
to just get
what
in the
it is.
Fucking vibe together, man. But I don't know what happened. It's like you got a suit of armor on. Like, come on, man. Take the armor off. Be vulnerable. Dance.
I am being vulnerable. I'm asking questions. I'm curious. I'm asking questions. I don't understand what it is. It doesn't make any sense to me. The show.
I don't know what the fuck it is either, man. It sounds like shit. It sounds insane. It's like a robot having an orgasm or something, and not a very pretty one either. You know how you can tell when a chick's not faking it?
Alex.
Is when she makes an ugly face, right? It's like, if it looks too pretty, man, that shit's just a show for you. Hey, man, I got to do some stand-up about
I
cum
do wanna
right
hear,
now.
I do want to hear from Alex.
Okay, fine. Alex, do you have any stand-up about cum? Because...
No, I want to hear about this. So, like...
Oh, fine.
I do want to get into this. I'll just say...
Turning off my mic.
Handbook,
turning off my mic.
Insider's Guide. Don't turn off your mic.
Mic's off.
Alex Goldman is here on Hollywood Handbook. We are here on business. We have been authorized by Sirius XM Radio to sort of buy up distressed assets from other podcasts. Alex Goldman.
Yes. That's me.
The man with the golden man name.
That's true.
Mm-hmm. You are from the show. Talk about this.
Talk about the show, the song that titled Ugly Robot Orgasm.
First, say the show.
Oh, okay. The show is called Reply All. It is a podcast. We've stumbled upon hard times.
Yeah.
Turning my mic back on. Like email. Off again.
And that's right?
Yeah, that's right. So I guess you guys are here to, you know, pick over our corpse and just sort of do whatever you want.
And this was... The Alex Blumberg Icarus of the podcast community, he thought that he could build something on his own and avoid the inevitable like corporate consolidation. And now he is financially completely destitute. And we are here to buy up some of the garbage that is floating around his podcast network. And whether it's a theme song and whether it's recurring segments or specific episodes, we're going to
turn it back on. Mic back on. First things first. Zach Braff's wardrobe from Alex Inc. We know this is in a storage locker somewhere. I must have this clothing. It looks like we're close to the same size. And even if not, just to have it would be a pretty big power move.
How can you tell that you guys are approximately the same size?
Because when I stand in front of the TV and I put my body in the same position as him, I totally cover him and match him exactly.
In every scene?
No, not in every scene. Sometimes he's like sitting down or sometimes he's underwater and he's distorted.
Or far away, he's small.
Yeah.
Sometimes he's huge.
Look, the camera moves.
God,
he could be Ant-Man sized, or he could be Ant-Man when he's really big sized. You have no idea.
Yeah, or Ant-Man when he's normal sized.
Yeah, or when he's not even being Ant-Man.
Or Sean Clements
being
sized.
Scott.
Right.
Is that his name?
I have no idea.
Alex.
Kevin, Ant-Man's name.
Yeah, it is Scott.
Ant-Man.
Good name. Now.
What's this?
Scott Lang.
What's this song?
Well, it is a song written by the mysterious Breakmaster Cylinder. You may be able to buy that person who does a lot of our music.
Okay.
But they're mysterious. I've never met them. I don't know who they are. So I don't know. They're elusive.
Okay. And they did this.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't sound...
And they did this.
It sounds a little like computers, but it doesn't sound enough like computers to me.
Well, I mean, I think I characterized it pretty accurately before when I said it sounds like a robot freaking busting off one. And then I was about to do some stand-up about cum, but apparently that's like not part of the show anymore.
If you had Sean doing his like beep boop scatting over it, maybe that.
So exactly, if we had that a little bit like the freaking Sopranos, where the Tony Soprano is driving around and it's going boop beep boop beep beep boop like that.
There's Pizza Land.
Oh yeah, yep. Yeah. They're like Well,
and the other thing the Sopranos do that is not doing in this song is they're talking about a gun, which makes me feel like, okay, I'm about to get into some fucking shit right here. But yours is literally just like beep doop doop doop. It's like, what are we? Let's drop some fucking lyrics over this damn thing where we're like, hey,
what would there be a better time than right now?
Right?
Do you want it to be about a gun or do you want it to be about robots to make it sound more like a computer? What about a robot computer gun?
Could be about a computer gun.
Computer gun, okay.
Do you want, Sean, do you want to do lyrics over the theme about a computer that is a gun?
Yeah.
Do you know what the one computer that I can think of that's a gun is Megatron? So do you want to do it about Megatron?
Actually, my friend Hayes already set me up for like pretty sick lyric session, so I don't necessarily need you to like stick your freaking dipstick into this thing and swirl it around for
me. Sorry.
It's like I was trying to crush. So I'll just do my computer gun, and then if you want to do Megatron afterwards, we'll see if you even are not embarrassed to try.
Sure.
Okay, now I'm scared because he seems pretty confident about what his is going to be.
Here we go.
Look out. Computer gun coming. Uh-oh. Hang on. Let me press the escape key, the trigger. This makes you escape from life because the trigger shoots the gun. I'm a computer. I'm having fun. You're escaping from life by dying. Boosh, 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 shoot, 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 shoot. Bullets are microchips. Watch out.
Good job.
That was really interesting. It also made me really think about, I see a computer, I got to open it up and like see what's inside and like mess around a little bit. See if I can optimize it, you know? And the way that this...
Optimus Prime is also a Transformer.
Yeah, but you said before that Megatron was a gun, not that he was a Transformer.
That I don't know. I'm just thinking
well.
Like
that had me fucked up too. I was fucked up off that.
I'm just thinking about synergy. Like you could maybe, if you could sort of make this a crossover, you know, the Transformers franchise, it's like $1 billion.
Well, Synergy's not part of the Transformers franchise. Synergy's part of Gem and the Holograms. Remember?
Look, I'm really just trying to make...
Synergy, make it look like the car's on fire. Touching her earring.
Yeah, I remember that. I just hope... The thing that I'm hoping is just like I can make the thing that I'm trying to offload onto you seem more valuable by associating it with...
With the Transformers, which is an incredibly valuable franchise.
Mm-hmm. Because right now, you have to like rap over it in order to make it worth your while.
It's true.
But now we've invented something, right? That is like potentially a way to take this product and turn it into something that people would actually buy, which is a computer that is a gun, where you type in on the numbers the number of shooting that you want to do. And then you hit escape.
So that the person that you're shooting at will escape
yes.
from life.
Escape from life. I don't know if you caught this. So this is sort of subtly woven into the lyrics, but the escape key, which is a computer key. And I just I just touched on it, just barely sort of hinted at this. The escape key is actually the trigger for the computer gun. And why is that? Because they're escaping from being of life.
And other key, you know, like delete key deletes your life.
Uh-huh.
Return key makes you return to heaven.
The space bar sends you to fucking outer space with a big shooting. So think about that. How about I shift your ass from alive to dead?
The option key gives you the option to go to heaven or hell.
Believe me, when I hit return, you return to the earth.
What about like the M key? What does that do? Murder you?
Murders. Mm-hmm.
What about okay, let me try something a little harder. What about the Q key? Quiets you through murder?
Yeah, it makes your body really quiet from murder.
Yeah. From having murder.
I didn't expect this to get so violent so quickly.
Bust a caps lock.
Is that what the key's gonna say?
I don't know. Do you like it?
I don't dislike it.
That's a start.
So is this gonna be the jingle for the, like, there's gonna be commercials for the computer gun and this will be the jingle?
We're done with this. The song. The song is dead. It was shot with
this. Just discussing the ideas of the gun itself.
Yeah.
So like the tab key would make you just like the drink tab, which no longer exists. So you wouldn't exist anymore either if I hit the tab key.
Wait a minute. If you like something that doesn't exist, then you cease to exist as well?
Well, it's
no.
How to explain this? It's something of a metaphor concept where you become, much like tab, discontinued.
Corporeally.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
What about the Tilda? Tilda killed.
Tilda Swinton and freaking Snowpiercer. She probably killed somebody at that.
Didn't she make people into like delicious edible bricks?
Yeah.
She's munching. Well, actually, no, right?
Bug.
They're making bugs into the bricks.
I was on my phone while I was watching that.
Okay. Not my
fault.
And
this guy is obsessed with being online.
It's true. I know. I don't know what I'm going to do now that the show's done.
This, you can keep the show. We don't want the show.
You just want
the song? I have nothing to do with the show. We're trying to figure out how to use this song. And we're having trouble.
I thought the computer gun was a great idea.
Yeah, it was. It was our idea. But someone keeps stopping us from making it like really work.
Let's look at this. The show is about online internet. Have you ever thought about having a real experience?
Go to the zoo, maybe?
Going to the zoo.
You ever been to the fucking zoo, brother?
I've seen pictures online.
See, and he goes to the Yahoo What's Cool page, and it's got pictures of animals. It's got the online San Diego Zoo, where you can look at the cages, and even sometimes there are live cams of the animals. That is not the same as smelling
the
animal.
What do the animals smell like?
Well,
it's not good, Alex.
Yeah, it sounds awful.
And it's important to experience that so that you know if you're smelling like an animal at any point, which you probably wouldn't even be able to tell at this point because you're not actually around them, right? You're on the tweet star and you're following Back to Nature and you're following humor and animals and you're watching dogs get raided. But that's not the same as actually going, putting your finger inside the monkey cage and getting yelled at.
But I use soap.
You know that soap is actually made from...
Gotcha. You guys had no comeback to that one.
I was just saying one.
When we edit it, we will have a comeback immediately, and you might not even say that. So think about that.
I was just doing one.
All right, I'm sorry.
He was doing it.
Go ahead, Hayes.
The soap is actually made from an animal.
What animal?
You ever see Fight Club? You are not your fucking genes. Remember? Yeah, they're making it from lard, dude.
So the animal that my soap, specifically my soap, is made from?
From an animal.
Human animal. You're human washing animal. Yourself with freaking human animal.
Because I feel like I use Dove.
Well, so there you go. Well, there it is.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they probably grind up some Dove bones in there, too.
Mm-hmm. Well, you got me.
What do you do on this?
On this podcast?
On the show, you have, you do different parts, right?
Yeah, you mean like different segments, or do you mean like the beginning and the end? At the beginning, I say hello, and at the end, I say goodbye.
Sorry, segments is parts. Sorry.
To act like these are not parts?
I mean, I know that segments
It's rather disingenuous, Alex.
You're right. I feel like this is not going as well as I hoped it would.
Well, we already invented something.
That's true.
And we're now talking about the parts. What are these?
Well, we do a lot of sort of investigative stories, but then we also have a segment on our show called Yes, Yes, No, where we have our boss, Alex Bloomberg, the destitute hobo you spoke of earlier, who he will come on and say, like, I don't understand this thing on the internet. And then we'll explain it to him, you know?
Yes, yes, no. Like the Butabis. Except what they would say is, you would say, like, do you want to smooch this gal? And they would say, no. And then together, they would say, Sean, they would go, yes. But so this is like that, but you did it the backwards.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So you wouldn't get in trouble.
It's also a backwards and not getting in trouble of the way that famous sportsman Bill Simmons will describe certain basketball shooters, where he'll go,
yeah,
this is the ultimate no, 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 yes guy.
I don't know anything about Bill Simmons, but although we do work for the same company.
Yeah, and that's that's right, huh?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Please don't say that we made fun of him.
That we tease him.
Yeah
that we were, and if we do, we were just teasing.
Okay. Okay. There's a segment on our show which is called...
No, let's go back to this other one.
Okay.
How does this... What is it... What are you doing?
Usually our boss will find some tweet on the internet that he doesn't understand, and then he'll say, hey, guys, can you explain this to me? And hopefully it's something that has some layers that we can then...
Like what?
Like what are some of the tweets?
Yeah, like what... Like, Kevin, pull up one of your tweets.
Okay, buckle up, Alex.
Let's get one of Kevin's tweets.
I'll happily explain this to you.
Okay.
Okay. I haven't understood a single one of Kevin's tweets.
This one's a video of the new Spider-Man video game.
So in this tweet, he seems excited about the new Spider-Man video game featuring Miles Morales.
Damn.
Was I right?
I mean, a little bit.
Did you say anything?
Let's see. Did I say anything? Enhance. There's two spider emojis.
So you want to have a closer look at it.
Do you think you can solve this riddle, though?
You want to have a closer look at it, and also there are two spider emojis.
But why would he do two spider emojis when it already says Spider-Man? Like, what is that? What is he saying? Like, what is that adding to just
do two? And why is he tweeting it at all? Like, even, like, why, like, what is making that worth posting online?
Honestly, the only reason I can imagine posting that is if it were sponsored content.
Kevin, you getting any fucking cheddar off this thing?
I actually had to pay to do it a lot. But it's two spiders because it's the second Spider-Man game.
I thought it was two spiders because you liked the spider aspect of the man, Spider-Man, more than you liked the man aspect of him.
Should just be spider.
There's
spider.
Layers.
Would you rather he was spider?
Yeah. Man, we should collab on some tweets, Alex.
You got it. Let me send you, tell you what my latest tweet was. Because I think it was actually a pretty good one.
Okay, somebody can explain this to me, whatever this ends up being.
It says, cool idea for a team up, Blippi Eilish.
Who's that?
Well, we can yes, yes, no on this. Are you ready?
Yes. No. Yes.
Good one, Kevin.
Nice, thanks. Kev.
Thank you. Thanks, gang.
Yeah. Hey, I'm having a pretty good time today.
You started out rocking hard, and it's only gone uphill from there. Well, you know who Billie Eilish is, right?
Hey, I like doing this show.
Did you just figure that out?
Yeah.
Congratulations.
Billie Eilish? I know who Billie Elliot is.
I know who Missy
is. Is it like that?
Is it like Missy Elliott?
I know who Missy Pyle is.
Okay, so imagine Missy Pyle.
Mm-hmm. I know who the wrong mm-hmm. Missy is.
Oh, that's even better.
I know Gomer Pyle.
I think of Billie Eilish as sort of a Missy Pyle, wrong Missy, Gomer Pyle kind of hybrid. So if you imagine all three of those together, you sort of got Billie Eilish. And then Blippi is a children's performer who famously...
I can't stand Blippi, man.
Can I tell you what I love? I love when someone is telling me something that I don't know and they say that it's famous. It really makes me feel great.
Well, okay.
Something I've never heard of, and they say, oh, yeah, it's this really famous thing. It's like, oh, thank
That's
you so
helpful.
Much for explaining that to me.
If you guys are in Hollywood. I just assumed you knew Blippi. Personally.
Well,
personally.
Let me tell you what happens when you assume. I kick your ass.
Who's that?
Blippi is a children's performer who I know mostly because apparently he made a video prior to his children's performing years of himself pooping on a friend of his.
Okay.
Oh, okay. Now I'm back in on Blippi.
Yeah. He wears nowadays he wears glasses and a silly hat and
huge
stripes.
Like orange glasses. So let's say, just as a for instance, that you really like tractors or helicopters, and you go, I'd like to watch a video about a tractor or a helicopter. And then you type it in, and then YouTube goes, oh, you must want to hear Blippi talk for a half an hour. And it's like, actually, no. What I want to see is the helicopter takeoff and landing. Can I have that compilation, please? Or can the tractor please be in the snow or something or pushing dirt? Because I do not want to hear this man go like, hey, cool. Did you know that I'm next to the helicopter? And I'm like, brother, of course I didn't know that. Anyway, if the dude's taking a dump on a guy, I guess I'll cut him a break. I'll cut him a little bit of slack. Because
yeah,
obviously
apparently it's like, I've never seen the video, but apparently it's like a projectile poop.
Okay. And we don't get that graphic on this show. If we can mention poop.
It's actually never even close to happened like that before.
You wanted to just riff about cum about like 15
minutes
ago.
I was going to do stand up about cum and how you can tell whether a chick is faking it. But, the show has moved on. You're the one who's doubling back for that. You apparently are obsessed.
And cum is actually the most important, and it's actually the most important part of having a life.
I would say the egg is actually. I mean, that's just my opinion.
Without cum, you wouldn't have your precious computers.
That's pretty hard to argue with.
So, we did that one. I never figured out who the person was.
Blippi Eilish?
Or what happened.
So, yeah, I guess why would they be connected? Yeah.
I don't know. He's very bright and she's very sort of dark and brooding. Brooding? As you would imagine, a sort of a Missy Pyle... the wrong Missy Gomer Pyle combination to be.
Yeah, that's dark.
So I just thought getting them together would be a sort of funny contrast in sort of styles and personalities.
Okay. So let me see if I can put this into terms that I relate to. Like try to imagine what you're finding funny about it. So and just give me a second. So when I think the ultimate apex of darkness, true darkness.
Mm-hmm.
For me, that's probably Marilyn Manson.
Did you say Merlin Manson?
Merlin Manson, the most fucked up, darkest, most craziest shit you could imagine.
Mm-hmm.
And none of this corporate bullshit, but in fact, just a really authentic persona.
Yeah, he's real underground.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're going to be. You see him, you're going to be.
Yeah, he'll put you underground.
6 feet underground.
Computer gun.
Mm-hmm. And I guess when I think of really fun, funny, light, bright, sort of my version of Blippi or whatever, it would probably be one of the snorks.
But how to choose?
Yeah. Well, process of elimination, right?
Let's do it.
We're not going to do the old snork with the big white mustache because I just don't trust him to be around long enough.
Is it going to be a girl snork or a boy snork?
Well, if it's a girl snork, I think the only one I can name is probably Daphne, and even that is a guess. If it's a boy snork, we got All-Star, and I want to say the other guy's like Reggie or something like that.
Demetrius Dimmy Finster.
Mm. So close enough. But I probably would just, you know who's just having fun on that show? Aki.
Oh, yeah, but is
Aki's literally just partying, dude.
He's not a snork, though. He's an octopus.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So maybe just like snork Marilyn Manson is kind of.
I mean, yeah, I guess you don't have to pick, really, as you just go like, hey, snork Marilyn Manson. Now, that's a tweet. Hey, look, I'm Alex Goldman.
I'll tweet that. You want me to do that right now?
No, yes, don't. King. Don't do it. Don't.
No, no, no.
Don't.
Why not?
I don't want to be responsible for the fallout on that.
Oh, it's too late.
Don't
guys.
Put it.
Snork Marilyn Manson. Oh, it happened.
He's putting it.
Guys, my shit. Look, I'm being sold for scrap. I don't give a shit. I'll do whatever.
Yo, I like this dude.
I don't give a frick.
I'm having a good time today.
What's one of the other parts?
There is a segment we do called Super Tech Support where people come to us with like problems that feel bigger than they can solve. That not just like your basic tech support problems, but you know, things where they have to like deal with a sort of faceless, gigantic faceless company or.
We can't relate.
You can't?
No, we've never had that issue.
Faceless company. What company got a face?
I guess I meant that metaphorically.
All right. Walk me to it.
Yeah, what happened?
Not promising I'm going to drink, but go ahead and walk me right up to the waterfront.
So, for example, in one episode, a woman got her Snapchat account hacked, and the person who, when she got it back, the person
the filters are crazy on that thing. You can make yourself look like some kind of demon. You could basically do a Marilyn Manson filter on your face on Snapchat. That is nuts. Is this what happened to this woman? She got stuck in the filter?
Once she left her iPhone, she still looked like that when she walked around.
Oh. Nasty.
It's like if you make a face and someone hits you on the back and it sticks that way. It was like that.
That actually happened to a friend of mine. Yeah, his soccer coach pat him on the back for doing a good job, but he was making quite the strange celebration face. And it permanently looked like dude was nutting. If you allow me to do 5 or 6 stand-up minutes now about the act of doing a big bust. Actually, never mind. I'll save it for my special.
The LG logo is that now he's a face and it is a boy.
Oh, that's true. It is a face. Mm. Do you guys know about that arrow that's hidden in the FedEx logo?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, thanks, yeah, Kevin.
We all do.
Yeah. Well, it's
but tell me.
Tell Hayes about it just so.
Yeah. But I also know. I actually knew before any of the
Hayes taught me about
anyone
it.
On
Hayes
here.
Taught me about it.
Between the E and the X in FedEx, the negative space makes an arrow. It's a very cool design.
And it's going to shoot you?
It's shooting me.
Mm-hmm. It's like a microchip, sort of like a microchip arrow.
And it's basically Braveheart.
Mm-hmm.
Alex, did you know about the one in UPS?
No.
It's the U.
It's kind of like an arrow.
Did you know about the A in Safeway?
What about it?
There's two of them.
Well, you said the A. But then you said there were two.
Yeah. It had a baby.
Aww.
And even that kind of looks like an ancient arrowhead.
Oh.
You know, it's sharp. It's sharp.
Remind me of a knife that way.
Hollywood Handbook.
Hey, gang. Looking for the perfect gift to celebrate the mom in your life? Well, Aura Frames are beautiful Wi-Fi connected digital picture frames that allow you to share and display unlimited photos. It's super easy to upload and share photos via the Aura app. And if you're giving an Aura as a gift, you can even personalize the frame with preloaded photos and memories. You can find the hottest, most beautiful pictures of your mom for Aura's annual MILG event. MILG. That's Mom I'd Like to Gift. This Mother's Day, let your mom know you'd love to gift her. She's a MILG. Tell her that. From grandmothers to new mothers to aunts, even the friends in your life, they all can be MILGs. They're moms, and you'd like to gift them. So go ahead and find the most gorgeous pictures of your MILG, upload it to an Aura frame, give it to her, and you will be awarding her with the best digital photo frame as named by Wirecutter. Selected as one of Oprah's favorite things? Okay, that's big MILG energy. Aura frames are guaranteed to bring joy to MILGs of all ages. Right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. That's right, listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. That's AuraFrames.com. Use code THEBOYS at checkout to save. Terms and conditions apply. Celebrate your MILG!
Hey, did you guys know nearly 75% of people have subscriptions they've forgotten about? Before I started using Rocket Money, I thought I had about like maybe 3-4 subscriptions. I couldn't believe it when they showed me I was paying for 5 million subscriptions every month. Between streaming services, fitness apps, delivery services, just never ending. I had subscribed with the police for a permit to smoke trees. This was many years ago. I mean, like, I barely used it. I haven't smoked trees in many, many years. And they make it so hard to cancel. You have to go to the police station. They're like, you sure? Sure would be nice to, like, smoke down a big-ass tree right now. And, like, they just make it seem more appealing than it actually is. Thanks to Rocket Money, I'm no longer wasting money on that subscription. Any other, they went down to the police station for me. They talked to the chief. Like, they make it so easy. They find and cancel your unwanted subscriptions. They monitor your spending, help you lower your bills so that you can grow your savings. You have full control over your subscriptions, a clear view of your expenses. They're all in one place. Over 5 million users. They've saved a total of 500 million in canceled subscriptions because, yeah, I mean, each one, just like do the math, I had 5 million, each would cost $100. Saving members up to $740 a year when using all of the app's features. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/theboys. That's rocketmoney.com/theboys, rocketmoney.com/theboys.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be. Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app today to get free delivery on your first 3 orders, while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hollywood Handbook.
So we have to talk a little bit about, obviously, we went through your catalog a little bit, and for the most part, we're not touching it. It's just going to go on the scrap heap. There's one episode that seems to have gotten some traction, and we were interested in this idea. Obviously, we don't want to use your version of it, but apparently you guys did something that went viral, where it's this guy is pretending that he heard a song once and he's thinking about it, and you did this whole episode that people like. And so Hayes and I wanted to it's called like the case of the missing song. We want to also act like there's some fucked up song that we remember, and then you have to make it for us.
Okay, sure.
But not as we still want it to be fake, but not as fake.
Not as fake as the one on the show, because when I listened to that, my eyes just about rolled in the back of my head and got stuck that way, like my buddy whose soccer coach hit him on the back.
So that episode was actually done by my co-host, who big-timed you guys and wouldn't come on the show.
Yeah, what happened? What, he doesn't want to do the show?
Yeah.
Yeah, why don't we have the main guy?
You know, there are some people who, like, are actually, they live, they're, like, busy on the weekends. They have to go hang out with their friends on the beach, or I don't know. I'm just guessing, because I don't really go out and do stuff, as we've already established. So
he's at the beach?
I assume he's at the beach.
Holy shit.
Tell that guy to get some more letters in his name.
Yeah, he's only got a couple.
His damn name. He likes computers so much. How come he's only using like 1/10 of the keyboard? Tell you what, man. Get a real name.
Well, those letters actually stand for a couple things. Two words.
And what are these?
Let Kevin guess. Wait, let Kevin guess.
And say the letters.
His name is PJ. So go ahead and guess, Kevin.
Pajamas.
Wow, Kevin, your mind.
Well, pajamas is only one word, and I said it was two, so you're disqualified.
Yeah, anyway, pasta jorts.
It's close.
That's really close.
Yeah.
Pasta jeans.
That's right.
Little longer than jorts.
Mm-hmm.
The longer version.
So, you know, when he has to fill something out for the government, it actually is pretty long, you know.
The freaking government.
Speaking of long, how much longer are we talking to this clown?
We got to make up one of these, like, we have to do a fake song, right?
We got to do the fake song.
The song in the episode was kind of had a Bare Naked Ladies vibe to it.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Do you guys want to go with that? You want to go with something else?
You know, you can tell when a Bare Naked Lady's faking it, right? So Alex,
is it because Alex, is it that she's making a pretty face? Because if she were,
come on,
if,
that's just for show. Oh, if you're really in the fucking nut zone, you got no control over what you look like. It's like, and I'm making a crazy face. I can do it on command. So Alex, you know, you're posting all the time about how you like rock a guitar and you're like a shred god. So do you have a freaking axe with you or what?
No, I'm not. No, I don't have my
guitar. Why not?
I'm not at my house this weekend.
Okay, trouble in paradise.
Yeah, me and my house are breaking up. And
this guy is breaking up with his damn house.
And he's trying to tell me how to do a podcast.
I never told you how to try and do a podcast.
No, I know, and I'm mad about it.
Please tell him.
I am having fun with this one, but I can feel that it's not quite a podcast yet.
I think that, like,
it only has one part.
I think that the best way to top off a podcast is to do like a tight five on just shooting ropes, you know?
It took a little while, but you got there.
He already said he could do it on command.
Come or do the tight five?
Ew!
Yucky. What? Why are you always acting like I'm going?
Come on, man! Here? This is a kids' show. We're talking about the snorks and shit, dude.
Snork Marilyn Manson.
Kevin, what about Kevin's drum?
Oh, my, do you have drums?
Any drum?
Yeah, or a trombone.
Snork Marilyn Manson got one like.
Oh, okay, off to the races.
Yep.
Yeah, let me see. I'm gonna find it.
Kevin, where's drum?
I'm freaking searching for it.
Don't you have Kevin's drum at home?
Kevin, did you break up with your damn house?
So I just gave a little signal boost. I replied to your tweet, and I think you're going to have some very good results from it.
Okay, now this is good drum.
So there's this song. Man, it's stuck in my brain. I can't even really totally say what it is, but I remember little pieces of it. And it's, you guys have got to help me find this song, man. Come on, dude.
Well, what? And I'm pretending not to be in on this from the beginning. Well, okay, I guess. What does it sound like?
Oh, it's got this drum that's like
Scoom, tick-a-doom, skick-a-doom, skick-a-doom, skip-a-dip-a-dip-a-doom, skip-a-doodly-dump-a-boom, scoom, tick-a-doom. And I'm listening to this drum and I'm going, oh yeah. And then the words are, well, let's just say they're a little funky crazy, man.
Okay, what do some of the words like sound like? It would really help me, a guy that knows nothing about this and doesn't get ready to freaking cash in on it.
Oh yeah, and this is where it'll help that I listen to his because it's like or his buddies. It's and it goes like cherry lemonade and a pizza sauce hot dog. I'm going to the bathroom with a frog. Here I come. I am dancing on a roof. Oh no, look out. I made a goof. Made a mistake and I dropped my hamburger. Oh yeah, here we go. It's a hamburger. Hey you, you're the hamburger. Somebody come and pass me my hamburger.
Nice.
That is pretty good.
So it was something like that. Can anybody find it?
Well, I'm going to take, I mean, what I would do in that situation is I would take that, those lyrics to like musicologists and like rock historians. I mean, that's what PJ did in the episode.
This could be good for you, Alex, to say like, hey, my dumbass friend, look at me do this better than you ever could even try to do. Eat shit. And then
yes,
you do that episode and you kick his ass at his own episode.
I was initially skeptical that you guys actually listened to the show, but now that you're characterizing the way that we talk to one another, I feel like I'm really glad that you actually are fans.
You call each other bitch all the time.
Bring, bring. Hello, hello, Mr. Bitch. Guess who just did your own fucking episode on your ass even better than you ever could?
And I know that comes from Alex Bloomberg, who famously calls himself the boss bitch. But I don't think
he actually calls me, as a way to denigrate me, he calls me boss baby.
He's the boss bitch and you're the boss baby. Yes. Yeah. And so, and but like, I don't think you have to go around calling each other Mr. Bitch and like all these things.
We don't have to, but it's like, do you know how there's like some podcast companies that just like have a house style?
Sure.
Gimlet's. No, I haven't noticed that.
Is this another house thing?
I'm trying to get together a new house style now that I'm breaking up with my house. My house and I have just gone in different directions.
You're getting into like your house is getting very political. Your house's politics are getting very extreme.
Right.
Unfortunately, the direction that you're going in is down.
Yeah, so like first I was at in my bedroom, which is on the second floor, and then I went downstairs.
Guys,
and then I went into
floors.
The basement. And the room that I'm recording in right now is a
Must
hole
be
that I
nice.
Dug in the basement.
These online guys. So you're in your computer in your mom's basement. Go to the zoo.
Could somebody get their ass to the fucking zoo already?
I mean, giraffes look fucking gross.
Yes.
Their necks
the zoo.
Are super long.
The zoo is basically Jurassic Park.
They poop right where they stand.
Yeah.
That's not my vibe. You know where I poop?
On your friend.
Take a guess.
On Blippi, yeah. Right?
No, Blippi poops on, well, I won't say a friend of his.
Yikes.
But,
this guy's getting desperate.
But I poop in a toilet, like an adult.
Toilet, huh?
Well, instead of just
figured
like.
You'd bring that up.
Instead of just commenting about it, you could actually do something about it and bring a toilet to the zoo.
Toilets, so far as I know, there are no toilets specifically designed for giraffes.
Yeah, and so this is what I'm saying. You could actually, instead of just being a freaking online keyboard warrior, you could go out and bring a toilet to the zoo for the animals.
You can lead a giraffe to toilet, but you can't make it
stink.
Stink, that's right.
So, all right. What else is on your show that we could use?
Is there another part? Is there even one more
part? Please.
I mean, the other parts are when the other
Super Texas Port. What's the other one?
The other parts are when other producers work on stories. The other people
don't say.
No, that sounds nice. Hey, that actually sounds pretty nice. Oh, so you don't have to put the entire show on your back every single episode?
Well,
your producer doesn't just point at a mountain and go, "Hey, here's a heavy knapsack. Carry this to the top."
Oh no, I really like their stories the best because it's like they're working on stories.
So there are parts where you don't have to do anything. You can just be quiet. You don't have to do the entire show, and it lives or dies on your talent alone.
I don't think that I would say that about the show ever, because there are a lot of very talented people who work on it, and I don't.
No, that sounds nice.
That must be really great. We basically don't even have one.
What about Kevin?
What?
I'm trying to think. Is there anything else? We've done a couple segments that we've never done again. One was called "Why Is Everybody Mad and Should I Be Mad Also?"
Okay.
Anyways, like we were talking.
And what's
about
that about? Freaking George W. Bush.
It was about George W. Bush.
Again.
Mm-hmm. And it was about the time when he was like, "Fool me once, shame on." I think he says, "Shame on you," and then "Fool me twice, we won't get fooled again."
Yeah, freaking strategery. Yeah. Can you believe he said that?
That's nuts, man, that he literally looked in the camera and said strategery dozens of times to punctuate almost every thought.
He was always like, that was sort of like, you know how some people say, when they're trying to think of their next thought, he would always say strategery.
And every time he was nervous, he'd just start reading a book about a baby goat. Strange guy, interesting guy, good painter, and always has some candy, doesn't he?
Does he have Michelle. Candy? What kind of candy?
That's nice. So, enough about Ellen's friend.
Kevin never has any candy.
Why not?
Whenever I want a little, like a little piece of candy, he never has one.
I go, what about the ones where the wrapper looks like a strawberry too?
Oh, and then inside it's kind of like strawberry goo. Those are tight.
Can you just have one of those?
Wait,
on you, Kevin.
Alex, I think you're eating them. You're eating them too hot.
Are they? Do they actually have a solid core most of the time?
The outside is hard. It's not supposed to be all goo.
No, it's not all goo. I said in the.
Okay, well then you didn't actually say.
But
that.
You said inside immediately after the wrapper was said, so it sounded like you were saying inside the wrapper and not inside the.
I
hard
do
candy
lightly
shell.
Saute all hard candy before I eat it.
Okay, well this is interesting, and this is actually something we could use on the show. Kevin, start recording.
Okay, I'm gonna start right now.
Okay, candy recipe go.
Caramelized onions. You saute it at 350. I don't know anything about cooking. I'm just bullshitting now. And then you're sort of like, tick it down, tick it dang, ding, tick it dang, tick it dang, ding. Woo! Yeah.
Cherry lemonade and a pizza sauce hot dog.
Cheeseburger choice. Go now, Alex. Go. Cheeseburger choice.
Cheeseburger choice. Cheeseburger choice. Go, go, go.
Bacon. Swiss, medium rare, poppy seed bun, sesame seed bun.
Poppy seed bun, sesame seed buns.
Poppy on top, sesame on bottom.
Double seed bun. You're crazy for this one, man. How's your tweet doing?
Let me take a look.
The level of engagement must be insane.
Sean responded, "So wrong, LOL." Smiley, crying face.
Pretty messed up.
And more than doubled the engagement.
See? Oh yeah. Yeah, he five-tupled it.
Mm-hmm.
I got five favorites. And at the time there was only one.
Mm-hmm.
That has me
What's
weak.
My girlfriend doing in your fave five? Oh, that must be a mistake. Secret lover. Just the hand enters the screen. Bink. I'll take that T-Mobile phone, thank you.
You ever talk about these Fave Five colleges can actually create some kind of sticky situations?
Wait, you mean the T-Mobile Fave Five?
T-Mobile Fave Fives.
This is a great idea for an episode.
It's online, first of all.
Well, kind of. A cell signal is not online.
Okay.
This guy, this bitch.
No wonder these guys call each other bitch all the time.
This bitch says my cell signal's not online.
Wi-Fi I do signal. All my phone on the computer.
Hi, yeah, this is my phone doing on the computer. It's yeah, this... I guess this bitch says you're not online.
You have an extra phone? The computer just does it. The big computer. You can do the phone on there.
Hello, Alex, can you hear us?
We're doing it right now.
This isn't... No, this is Zoom.
It's a phone!
No, we are... It is a video chat system. Do you call a phone number to do this?
You can.
Yeah, I can. I'm going
Kevin,
to.
Kevin, I didn't ask you.
I actually was having a lot of fun today doing the show.
And then what happened?
Well, you...
I'm just trying... Look, a huge part of our show is like media and tech literacy, and I'm just trying to help you guys out. I'm not trying to be a dick. I might be being a dick, but I'm not trying to.
I remember there was an episode of your show, another viral episode, actually maybe four episodes, about a man who is doing jail.
Mm-hmm.
Any chance you would go there?
For what I just did?
Yeah, for your crimes against my podcast. Apparently he was doing internet from jail. Maybe you should as well.
I'd rather not, but I guess I have to go before a jury of my peers.
You're looking at them.
You guys are my peers. So yeah. What are we thinking?
What's the next episode about?
Yeah, what's the next one? Is it going to be something fucked up?
It's actually about how you know that a girl's really having a real orgasm.
You dude, can't do that.
Yes, come on. No. Oh, that's going to step on my special. But I would like to know, actually. I've always been pretty confused about it.
Bye.
Hollywood Handbook.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.